I'm sorry I didn't make it last
night. That's okay. You can reschedule it.
Yeah. Just
tell me what, I mean, Sunday's happening, so tell me when. And just, I'll just push my schedule an hour earlier.
Oh, okay.
You tell me the day when you're ready. No?
Yeah. I'll Facebook message this week or something.
Yeah, just send me an email or something.
Okay, I just wanted to...
Can you take a little closer? You're like me, I was so close. Just pull this, take it to you. Just
no, I just wanted to get your understanding on Gorlila as Citadeja. My understanding is that you can have two. You can have Raj, Mathura, Dwarka, and Gorlila as Citadeja.
Yeah.
So I'd just like, you know, what your understanding is on that. As far as the Gorlila, does it come the same as the Rajlila?
Yeah. You're asking about the similarities and differences of Gorlila and the attaining of a Siddhasarup, Siddhadeya. Prabhupada Swami says Siddhasarup. Attaining of a Siddhasarup either in Vrindavan or Navadvip, or both. And as you said, you mentioned the point that you have some ruchi for both. So you'll get it. That's your abhiman. And I'll go more. Because it's... on the earliest days of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, during Six Goswami's time, the idea of two sarups wasn't very much prevalent. It wasn't, because if you read all of the Goswami books, the Goswami's teachings, a little bit softer, if you could. A little softer. Or turn more that way, you know. Like you just look at me at the corner of your eye, you know. Then the voice is going. So during Goswami times, in the Goswami's books, they're saying that we all attain a Siddhasarup in Vrindavan. We're following Rupa and Raghunath. Rupa and Raghunath is a sadhaka to follow Ragmarg, and Rupa Mandri and Rati Mandri, Tulsi Mandri, and Siddhasarup. And the goal is Goloka Vrindavan. Everywhere, all the Shastras say the goal is Goloka Vrindavan. And when Rupa Goswami talks about Panchanga Bhakti, which he mentions twice in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the five most important limbs, then he says, usually I would sit there, but I don't sit there. It's too much in my head. When they talk about Panchanga Bhakti, it's very significant. I was just thinking about this the other day. Is that Rupa Goswami, he lists the five most important limbs or practices of devotion. So one, of course, is Nam Sankirtan, which includes japa, but it says Nam Sankirtan, which means kirtan, Sankirtan, and the holy name. Japa, kirtan, Nam Sankirtan. And the second one is Sadhu Sangha, associate with advanced devotees. The third one is Bhagavat Shravan. Hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from advanced devotees and realize the teachings by that Sangha. It says, Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Saha Sangha. Vishnu Chakravarti's comment on that. Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Saha Sangha, which is pretty rare to get such Sangha or association with a very high, in other words, you should hear from someone who's much more advanced than yourself, or at least you have that regard for that person. So then that's chanting, hearing the holy name, Shrimurti Shraddha Seva, to serve the Murti, Krishna, Archamurti, Thakurji, deity, with great faith and devotion and all those things. And then Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavad Shravan, Sridha Murti, and then Nam Sankirtan. And the fifth one, he says, Mathura Vasastali. Mathura Mandale Vasastali. One should live in Mathura. Interesting. Mathura Mandala. He doesn't say Navadvip Mandala. He doesn't say Jagannath Puri. He says, and his precept and his example. His precept means his teaching. His example means his example. Like, I see you should be a vegetarian, but if I'm not, it's like, what is this? So walk your talk. So they preached the glories of Vrindavan Vas, although they lived, somebody played Ram Keli, and they lived different places. They were in Puri. Rupa Sanatan were in Puri for some time. Das Goswami was in Puri. But when they left Puri, they didn't, when Mahaprabhu left this world, or when Raghunath Das, I'm not sure if he left Puri after Mahaprabhu left or not, but when Raghunath Das left Puri, after living there for so long, where did he go? Did he go to Navadvip? The six Goswamis lived sometime in Jagannath Puri, but when they went, they thought where to go, they went to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya himself, well, he lived in Navadvip, he gave it up and went to South India. He gave that up and lived in Puri. He gave up Puri and came to Vrindavan, but he couldn't contain his ecstasy, so he returned to Puri and to fulfill his mother's wish that he stay nearby. Mother Sachi wanted him to live there, so good news. So that was his promise when he took sannyas. So everyone comes to Vrindavan. They preach that live in Vrindavan to do bhajan, and they themselves came and did bhajan, the six Goswamis. So that, in one sense, it's called deduction. You can deduce by their example and by their teachings and their books that Vrindavan is the prime holy dham to live in. And when they talk about Siddhadeya, in all their writings, when they talk about Siddhadeya, they don't mention two Siddhadeyas anywhere in the Goswami books. Nowhere. Not one verse. Talk about all the Sandarbhas and all the commentaries. So, this is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan Shiksha, and Rupa Goswami Shiksha, 10 days, and all this, Dashamedha, Ghat, and Allahabad, Prayag. So many teachings he gave. He didn't tell anything about Nitya Navadvip Dham. He didn't tell about anything Nitya Siddhadeya. If you look at the writings of Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivinoda, I mean his commentaries on the established writings of Goswamis and Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's the eighth Goswami, Krishna's Kaviraj, and he's part of the eight Goswamis. They don't mention anything about Nitya Navadvip. That in Goloka Vrindavan there's some Nitya Navadvip, and there's some Siddhadeya there, and I don't believe, I haven't seen that, but I don't believe Prabhupada is alluding to it or mentioning it. The idea, so when did it come? So sometime within 100 years or so, after Lord Chaitanya left this world, and many devotees left this world, then maybe even a few hundred years later, the exact history of the introduction of the idea and the spreading of the concept and the adoption and the accepting of the concept of two Nitya Dhams and two Siddhadeyas came some hundreds of years after Lord Chaitanya. I believe so, because you asked me my understanding. So what I understand is this. Now, you initiate your conversation by saying, my ruchi is like this. So, in Chandogya Upanishad, which is quoted by Sri Jiva Goswami Pad in Bhakti Sandarbha, or maybe Priti Sandarbha, one of the two, he says that the Jivatma, those high, you know, liberated souls, maybe the Nitya Siddhas, he's just saying the Jivatma, even the Jiva, Jivatma, they can expand into 1,020 different forms. 1,020 different forms. You can be a gopi, Vrindadevi, and you can be a tree, Tulsi plant, to serve the Lord. Because there's Tulsis in Vaikuntha and Tulsis in Vrindavan, Shri Anna Krishna's mala. So that's one of her roots. Or you can be Madho Mangal, or you can be, you know, in Gaur Sarup. Many Sarups are there. So there is some scriptural support that a jiva can have multiple sarups in different planes of the Lord's lila. So that idea that I want to have two sarups, it was introduced sometime after, it's definitely not in the six Goswami's books, it was introduced sometime I don't know when, but sometime afterwards, 100 years, 200, when it became very much a focus of the Gaudiya Sampradaya as we know it today, and what is called tradition, but it became part of the tradition, you see. Going to Navadvip as a goal of spiritual practices was not part of the tradition in Lord Chaitanya's and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. I mean, Six Goswamis and Lord Chaitanya's time. And it was not part of their writings. So that was some new revelation or some new understanding. But how these Lord Chaitanya, it has its... You can draw these conclusions, but we have to find the answer, which I'll give from my understanding. When it became very centralized in the Gaudiya mission was about 1870, 1860. It's a long time after Lord Chaitanya. He left this world in 1533 to 1860 is 300 years. Yeah? 300 years. Then one Siddha Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava, Siddha Baba, Siddha Krishna's Baba from Govardhan, Manasiganga, he wrote Gaur Govinda Lila Smarna Gutika. It's sometimes called the Gutika. And he describes there, and that's his story, and most Gaudiyas accept it, that this happened because he was Siddha. But not everyone believes this. They say, well, that's his idea, or that's his story. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But most Gaudiyas accept that it's true. That he had some spurti of Radharani, or rather, I think, oh, I don't know if it was Radharani. It's there in his biography, Siddha Krishna's. He had a spurti, a vision, a darshan of Lita and Sanatan Goswami, or Radharani and Sanatan Goswami. So I was like, one is Sanatan Goswami. So they told him, they said, he said, Siddha Krishna's, and he apparently wasn't that expert, a writer until this time or something, whatever, he that's a part of his biography. They said, please, you wake up. We have come to empower you and order you to write about the pastimes, the Nitya Leela, the Ashtakali Leela. That's also one of his books. But that's mostly just Krishna Leela, if you look at it closely. It's a different book. He wrote many books after this darshan about sadhana and many things. So then they said, Lita and Sanatan, I believe it was Lita Sakhi and Sanatan, they told, oh, Siddha Krishna, so Baba, you write this book, this Gutika, I forget what Gutika means. I forget what it means. That term, Gutika, means something. You write this combination where you have parallel, Pratak Leela, rising morning, early morning, rise, sunrise, you know, sunrise Leelas of Gauranga waking up in the Kunjas with Gadadhara Pandit and Shiva Sangam, or waking up with Lakshmi Vishnu Priya in Navadvip in the Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, Mahaprabhu Bhavan, and Radha Krishna waking up in Nidhiban in the Kunja. So it's parallel Leela, Pratak Leela, you know, Nishant Leela, Pratak, Purvana, Madhyan. So he introduced this idea, then he introduced that we have two sarups, and then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he picked up the idea, he wrote about it in Jiva Dharma and other places, and he propagated that. So that became then different. Then gradually the different parivars had to think about this and accept it into their parivar. So Nityananda Parivar is there, and Advaita Parivar, so all the acharyas and founding fathers of those lines and of guru disciple succession lines and families, they all debated and discussed, you know, how to do this, is this bona fide? And gradually, to keep up with the Joneses, everybody kind of adopted it. And it became like gospel. So it's kind of a new introduction. And now an interesting phenomenon, that those, when the guru gives most of these parivars, Nityananda, Advaita, etc., when they give the Siddha Pranali, when the guru gives the Siddha Pranali, or he reveals the Siddha Sarup, or signs it, or reveals it, or tells it, whatever word and verb you want to use, but he tells the disciple that this is his spiritual body, Siddhadeya, his Siddha Rupena, to meditate on, and his bhajan. And then he tells him about his Manjari form as a Sakhi, a Nitya, he'll become Nityasakhi category in the spiritual world as a maidservant of Radharani. And Madhura Rati, especially Bhavalas Rati type. And it tells you name and your dress color, your skin color and dress, and Seva and Vasa and all these things. About 7 or 8. There's not actually 11. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about 11, but I've seen it. There's 7, 8, 7, 6, 8, 9, all of them. He had what he calls parakashta and all these things is already understood. If you're assigned to be an Lalitasakhi's gun, you're already like surrendered to her. Or if you're Radharani's maidservant, you don't have to have a Palyadasi Bhav. He has these things. I don't know, because I have, practically speaking, I have not received any people in Nityananda Parivar or Advaita Parivar. I've never seen anybody with those things, parakashta and something is not mentioned. There's certain age and seva, there's standard, no? But when you add it up, unless you, it's like that. So when they give, they just tell you a name. And usually they give you a name for Gaur Lila, or they say that your name is a sadaka, that's your sadaka name. Say you're Nittai Das. So you got your Siddha Pranali from Guru. So say you're Nittai Das, that's your sadaka roop. So you meditate, when you meditate on Yogapit, Navadip Yogapit in Mahaprabhu's Bhavan, or in the afternoon in Pushpodhyan, Shivas Thakur, or in Shivas Sangam at night, then I'm there, I'm Nittai Das, and but then there's a generic description of all Siddha Sarups in the Navadvipa for the meditation, and that's given by Dhyan Chandra Goswami in Gaura Govinda Archana Smarana Padati. Gaura Govinda Archana Smarana Padati by Dhyan Chandra Goswami. He describes, meditate on yourself with a golden body and a white Brahmin thread and a white cloth. It's like a Brahmin, Kaishore Brahmin. Bus. So all those lines and families and groups of Gaudiyas that say yes, you have 2 Siddha days and you should think, they don't give Siddha Pranali in a Gaur Siddha Daya, which is a curious point. The Acharyas, Anantadas, etc., they don't give. Unless it's something highly confidential or secretive, it's not, you don't see it anywhere written, I haven't heard. But it's a practice, and now that then, so that's one point. The next question is, where is Nitya Navadvip in the spiritual world? Nowhere described. What I understand, what I've received from my guru, and what I've received from my shiksha gurus, is that those that they want to have 2 sarups and be in Gaur Lila, they will be, because all the Leelas of Krishna in all its various forms are eternal. The Sringa Leela is eternal, Vamana Leela is eternal, Yashoda's Leela, all are eternal. And they have their independent dhams and places. It's like the traveling roadshow. And the Sringa finishes his work here in Satyuga, and he goes to some other planet in Satyuga, and it just keeps going on. Like as soon as he, there's never a moment in time of Nisringa Day if it's not eternal. He's on this planet going like this, Vakshastale, breaking apart, opening that chest cavity and destroying Hiranyakashipu. As soon as he goes like this and opens it, then another planet he's putting Hiranyakashipu on his lap. And so it's going on and on eternally like that, every moment. Inconceivable, of course. But you can't say that God, the Anantam Nitya Bhagavan, has anything, there's nothing temporary. His Leelas are never temporary, they're eternal. This is the Siddhanta. So Gaur Leela is eternal. It's Nitya Leela. It's Nitya Astakali Leela. And it's going on in some Navadvip Dham, in some Maya Jagat, in some place in the material world. That is what is my understanding and what I receive from my guru. It has to be so, because it's Nitya. So then, you're there, if you're in a Nitya Leela, and you're in Navadvip, then just like Jayan Vijay, they said that they come as Jagai Madai. So those Leelas are going on. It's all part of the experience. So that's my understanding. And also a lot of it is Siddhanta. You can It's a pretty serious point when the Goswamis don't mention anything. Vishnu Chakravarti doesn't mention anything. There's a prayer that's attributed, even there's a prayer that's attributed to Rupa Goswami Pad in glorification of Lord Chaitanya. About his Astakali Leela. I mean, there's a prayer, Chaitanya Astakam. That's written by Rupa Goswami. It's in Stavamala. But there's another prayer that's not in Stavamala, but it's quoted in different places. You know, I've seen different songbooks where he's writing sutras. Rupa Goswami is writing a summary, a sutra, of Lord Gauranga's Astakali Leela. There's a book published called Gauranga Leelamrita by Dasara Sutta, published it. And it's supposedly, who knows, but supposedly written by Vishnu Chakravarti's disciple, Krishnadas. And there he quotes that prayer of Rupa Goswami. But that's many scholars of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and many devotees and acharyas, they question that validity of that. It's called interpolation. Someone writes a prayer and they put Rupa Goswami's name on it. Because it's not his style, first of all, because I've seen articles just analyzing this. The Sanskrit poetry is not his style. It's not mentioned in any anthology or where they're describing the literary writings of Rupa Goswami. It's not mentioned anywhere, in any bona fide compendium, you know, where they have all the writings. Rupa wrote this, Sanatan wrote that. So it's highly dubious. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur did write about the Astakali Leela in sutra forms. And his disciple, Krishnadas, expanded because that was even before the Gutika. So he got from here and there, I don't know where. So that, because I've narrated that book, it's on the internet, on my my audio site, Gauranga Leelamrita, Astakali Leela. You've heard? It's very nice. It's only about an hour long. It's broken in different files. So if you want to repeat, hear the same file, Mahaprabhu waking up, and then it's like 8 minutes, and you know, like meeting the devotees. So you can, and it has titles, so you can listen to it over and over again if you want to really get into it. Gauranga Leelamrita. It's not on SoundCloud yet because I want to add another track and make it a little, I'm going to do a little different thing with it. But it's on MNS Audio, mnsaudio.com, Gauranga Leelamrita. Very nice. Listen to it. It's very nice. So this is my understanding of that. Yetamam prapadyante tamsachaya vajamyam. You know, all the acharyas, they're not telling untruth. That yes, because sadatad bhava bhavita. These two verses from Gita. Chapter 4, verse 11. What is it? Yetamam prapadyante tamsachaya vajamyam. Mama vartmana vartante manasha parta sarvasha. And then in 8:6, yam yam vapi smran bhavam tyachit yanti kalevaram tam tam evaiti kontaya sada tad bhava bhavita. This is the most important part of this verse. Sada tad bhava, tad bhav, that bhav, tad bhav, that bhav, sada, which you're always cultivating. Sada tad bhava bhavita, bhavita. Bhavita means, like we say, bhavatu, bhakti bhavatu, krishne matirastu, like that. Bhavatu means let it be. Bhavatu, not long a, bhav, bhav, not bhav, bhav. Bhavatu. So then it's sadata bhavita, bhavita. That state, like we say, bhavasagar, the material existence, the existence. That state one will attain what he always thinks. So if you're always thinking and meditating, Gaurasrupa, 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 you will get. Because Krishna will reciprocate by surrendering to you accordingly. And that's an available surup. And that's your ruchi. Myself, as I read Krishna book, and my orientation of Krishna consciousness and how I grew up, you know, and developed my own personal ruchi and taste, I have all regard for Gaura Leela, and I've given classes and all, every verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat, and every story, and so many times, I'm into Gaura Leela and Gaura Sanatan, because we need his mercy. Without his Leelas, without his mercy, we can't enter into the Leela. Because practically, if you look at the example of the Astakali Leela of Lord Gauranga, and all the bhajans, where there's holy, all kinds of bhajans in Bengali, Astakali Leela, Bengali bhajans for Lord Gauranga. And all those bhajans are about Radha and Krishna.
There's holy bhajan. Lord Chaitanya is holy, Asti Kalilu. But it just starts up, Lord Chaitanya gathered, Narahari Sakar and the devotees got together and they picked up their panchakaris and they're all wearing white and they started squirting. Then Mahaprabhu went into Antardasha. He went to Antardasha, the internal state of consciousness. Dasha means platform, state, dasha. He went to Antardasha and then identifying as Radharani. He said, where's my pitch, Lalita, where's my pitchkari? Then Sri Damodar handed the pitchkari. And then totally everyone went into Brajabhav. So the whole aim of Gaur Lila is Braj Lila. And the whole aim of having a Gaur Siddhadeya is to merge in your Sakhi Mandri Siddhadeya. If you look, it's very ironic if you think about it, when you even look at their pastimes, when they were here, they were all Brahmins and they're all in Dasya and Sakhi Rasa Gauranga. But in Braj Lila they're all Sakhis and Mandris. I mean they're all Sakhis and Nitya Sakhis, Parma Prishta, etc. So then the whole Leelas, wherever they are, they do kirtan. The kirtan ends up with Braj kirtan and ends up with Leela kirtan. Then Mahaprabhu goes into Braj of Vesh, then Srupa Vesh becomes Radharani, and then like this, or Krishna, or whatever, you know. So somehow, reading all those things, and I developed the Ruchi, I just want to sit today and Braj Leela as a Mandri, Gopi. And that's how I understand the writings of Prabhupada, because I don't see anything different from the books of Prabhupada, and I don't see anything different in the books of all the six Goswamis. And that's my personal ruchi. And somehow by the causeless arrangement of Krishna, one of my spiritual teacher that I took pranali from, Siddha Pranali, Pandit Sri Krishnas Babaji Maharaj, he's at Vaita Parivar, but he, many of the Vaita Parivar members, they have the idea of one Siddhadeya, Mandri Sarup, which was the traditional concept coming for hundreds of years, as I told you. But other members of Advaita Parivar, they have the idea, other gurus and acharyas have introduced and they're following that line. So by Krishna's arrangement, which I didn't know, I knew my ruchi and I knew what I desired and what felt comfortable for me. Because I'm very, as I said in the onset, I'm a little stupid. It's hard for me to meditate on two things at once, and I don't have the taste for that. So this is individual. Because historically speaking, I mean, Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself has only been here 500 years. So Brijbasis and Nimbar, the Vallabha Sampradaya, about the same age, a little bit older maybe than Lord Chaitanya's. The Vallabha Sampradaya, they worship Radha Krishna and also Gopal. And the Nimbarkis, they're all worshippers of Radha and Krishna, Sakhi Bhav, but they have no idea of Gaur Sarup, or Brijbasis, and everybody in Vrindavan, the whole Brijmandal, Gaur Sarup. They don't even know Lord Chaitanya. If you meet any Brijbasis, say, oh, Lord Chaitanya is your God. You know, not for us. For you, you're Gaudiya, yeah, he's your God. We have Giriraj Baba, we have Radharani, Giriraj Baba, and Vansuri Sham. There's no success, people trying to preach the Vrishvasis. Some, very few, some convert to come to Gaudiya Vaishnava line, but not very many, considering that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Bengali Vaishnavas, Gurus, Acharyas, Siddhamatmas, Siddha saints, have been living in Vrindavan for 500 years, or let's say 450 or whatever. And practically nobody in 400 years in Brajmandal has become a Gaudiya Vaishnava. In turn, if you add up all the numbers, it means nobody. All the thousands and millions of people that have been born and died in Brajmandal in the last 400 years, how many became Gaudiya Vaishnavas? 100? 50? 0.00000 0.0000001% So in Braj, they have all respect and regard. Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, okay. Vallabha Mahaprabhu. For them, there's two Mahaprabhus. Vallabhacharya Mahaprabhu. And it's Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vallabha Mahaprabhu. Mostly for them, when they say Mahaprabhu, they think of Vallabhacharya. And their Baitaks are side by side. Vallabhacharya's Baitak was made first. By the way. Because he came here. He's older than Lord Chaitanya.